I want to take just a few moments of your time and see if I can't encourage you to go back and re-examine why you believe what you believe with regards to the Scriptures. Now, my reason for doing this is very simple. I found that in my own life personally, that I have grown up believing in so many different things, even apart from the Bible, only to get later on in life to find out that they weren't true. It could be something as simple as believing in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. If you had a mean brother and sister, or perhaps an uncle like I had, you grew up probably for a portion of your childhood anyway, believing in the boogeyman. But as you begin to grow up and mature, you no longer ignore those questions. You start probing into them a little bit more. Because maybe two and two just doesn't quite equal four the way that you thought it did. And you soon discover that there is no Santa Claus or Easter Bunny. It's your mom and your dad. And for whatever reason, and I have yet to figure this out, we do the same thing when it comes to religion. We believe what's ever taught to us. We believe whatever we hear. And we never bother to take the time to sit down and open the Scriptures to find out if what we believe is in fact true. Now, I know myself personally was guilty of this. Because when we went out, we went to some of the different carnivals to witness and hand out tracts. People have a small portion of truth to what they believe, but they do the same exact thing that I did, and that is that they gather information through different sources, such as television, through radio, conversations with friends and family, and they put all these things together like one puzzle, one piece at a time, till finally one day they have enough of that puzzle to have an understanding of what God is. And there's a small portion of truth there, but it's not entirely accurate, and that's where the trouble lies. Because even though believing in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny have no effect on your future, what you believe with regards to the Scriptures has everything, and I mean everything, to do with where you'll spend eternity. Now, Jesus himself said in John chapter 7, verse 38, that he who believes in me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And the key to that is the fact that we believe in him, not based upon what we've seen in the Ten Commandments on television, or what we heard, but that we believe in him according to what the Scriptures have said. It's important that we investigate what we believe and why we believe it. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, it says that they were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Now, I hate to say this because I'm a part of it, but Christianity has become so corrupt, you have no idea if what's being taught to you is truth or if it's being done for their own personal gain. And unlike many things in life where you make a mistake, sometimes you have an opportunity to redeem that. When you pass from this world into eternity, game's over. There's no going back and redoing this thing. Now, if there's one thing that I find that all of us have in common, that is, despite denominational differences, race, or gender, we're all born with an expiration date. One day we will all pass from this world into eternity and have to stand before God and give an account for our lives. Now, it would be so much different if when we were born, we were handed a piece of paper that says, you got 30 years to live, and on such and such a date, you're going to pass away. I mean, think of how differently you would live if somebody handed you a piece of paper and said, you have 7 days to live, and at 6 o'clock on Sunday, you're going to die. It would reveal very quickly what your priorities were. But it's the one thing that we all have in common. We have to give an account for our lives. And what we need to understand is, even though that God is loving, he is also fair and he is also just. And God has to judge all of us by the same standards. And what I mean by that is, when we die and we go to heaven, he is not going to separate us by our denomination. He's not going to say, well, you're Baptist, go down the hall to the left. Catholics, go straight. Presbyterians, down the hall to the right. He's not going to do that. He's going to judge us based upon what is written in the Scriptures. Which is why it is so important that we take the time to open up the Bible and find out if what we believe is in fact true or if it's just an opinion. Now, how do you think it would play out in today's society that if I got pulled over for doing 75 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone at 3 o'clock through a school subdivision, if I argued with a cop and said, you know what, I'm done having this conversation, I'll see you in court. And I stood before the judge and said, Your Honor, I'm asking that all charges be dismissed because this is my life. I should be able to do what I want with it. And in my opinion, if I want to do 75, I should be able to do it. It's not going to work. The judge is going to look me square in the eye and say, sir, you can believe what you want to believe, and you can hold to whatever opinion you want to hold to. The fact of the matter is, it is written in this state law that that particular street at that particular time has been designated 25 miles an hour for the safety of those kids. You can believe whatever you want to believe, sir. You are guilty as charged. Pay the fine. Have a great day. It's that simple. It's no different when it comes to God. We're going to stand before Him, and I can't look at Him and say, well, I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to do that or that you expected this from me. He's going to say, I'm sorry, but it is written. It is our responsibility to open up the pages of the Bible and find out, like those in Thessalonica in Acts chapter 17, if what we believe is in fact true. Because when we stand before Him and we give an account for our lives, He would not be fair if He judged every single one of us by different standards. He's a just God. He's a loving God. And He will always go back to what He has already written. And that's why I'm asking you that question. Why do you believe the things that you currently believe about the Scriptures?